are live. What's going on, folks? And welcome to a very special edition of the Nuclear Golf Podcast. This is technically episode 12. This is a live reaction to the final round of the PGA Championship. Currently watching Scottie Scheffler holding on to a one-shot lead over Jon Rahm. We're going to be with you guys for the remainder of the back nine until we crown a winner here at the PGA. My name is John. I'm the co-owner of Nuclear Golf and TW Legion, joined today by Hutch Bennett and Tim Bowman. Fellas, before we get started, just want to say we have a huge thank you. Today's show is sponsored by Blue Chew. Better sex is just a few clicks away. Visit bluechew.com today to learn more. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring today's show.
The goats, really.
The goats. We're watching Scottie Scheffler currently hold on to a one-stroke lead. What are your guys' thoughts so far on the final round? Do you think he's going to get it done, or is Jon Rahm going to steal it here from Scottie?
Looking at you, Tim.
It's going to come down to probably 14 and 15 if Scottie can birdie those two. It's going to be tough because Rahm's playing 15 right now. He's going to have to.
Yeah, he walked off of 14 with a par, which is very disappointing. Yeah. He just got a bad bounce on the tee shot. It was a good shot, landed on the green and just rolled off into the bunker. But they've been hammering home that 16, 17, 18 are the three hardest holes on the course right now. So yeah, we'll see, I guess, as we get further into it. Scottie's obviously got the better holes for scoring opportunities, but these guys are the best in the world for a reason, right?
Yes, sir.
Scottie, though, he did us a huge favor by developing a case of the pulls off the tee for the most part of the day. He's had it fixed the last few holes, but he made it interesting because it looked for a little bit there like he was just going to run away with it.
Jon Rahm's currently playing the par 5 15th.
Yeah, he just crushed it on the fairway.
Great tee shot.
He has hit his tee shot 345.
That's all?
Right side of the fairway, and he's got 247 into the hole.
Oh, Keegan Bradley.
All right, let's see what Scottie's got here.
Scheffler's at the par 3, 13.
Made bogey twice there this week. Oh, that's a pretty solid shot, though. Probably 25, 30 feet.
25, 30 feet for Scheffler, the par 3.
He's hanging in there.
Yeah.
Good call, Hutch. You're a tracker. 24 feet, 11 inches.
Oh,
dang.
Nice. I've never tracked a thing in my life, but that worked. It's wild. I got to say, though, I'm very disappointed in the ejection by Bryson today. He looked like he was trying to make a run, and then he just forgot how to putt. He's hitting it pretty good off the tee. He just isn't doing anything else very well right now.
Are we all back to back? Are we all in agreement that JT Paulston and Bryson are not going to be in the running, or could anything happen here? Like, JT Paulston is three back. He's at 7 under, and he's got 5 holes to play.
I mean, he's got 14, 15. So Bryson, I think, is out because the opportunity for Bryson was there to eagle 14 or 15. And he didn't, of course. So I think Bryson's just not going to have enough holes left.
He did birdie 14 and 15.
Right. But I think he needed a little more than that. Cause he's, like we said, he's coming to the three hardest holes on the course. So I just don't know if he's got enough holes. The short misses that he had 2 holes in a row back there, one of them was for birdie, one of them was for par. So he played those 2 holes where he should have played them in 1 under, played them in 1 over. That kind of took him out of it for me.
For me, when he went double bogey bogey yesterday, took him out of it for me because he went from being 8 under to 5 under and 6 back instead of 2 or 3 back. Like yeah. If he would have 2 or 3 back to start today, he'd be a couple back now and still in the mix. But I think his scoring holes are past.
He tried to get up in there today. It just didn't work all the way out for him. But Rahm, it feels like a 2-horse race to me. But Trevor Immelman said when they were tied for the lead a little bit ago, Trevor Immelman said on the broadcast that it felt like it was Rahm's tournament to lose. Mm-hmm. And then Scotty turned around and took the lead back. Well, I mean, it did feel that way because at the time, Scotty was pulling every tee shot left.
Right.
He's hitting out of the thick stuff just about every hole. He just laid up. Had a little wedge in for his third and hit it too deep, ended up making bogey. So at the time, yeah, it did feel like that. Rahm was blitzing everything at that time. But see, we still got some stuff to get to.
For those who are just tuning in, Scotty Scheffler is actually 1 over par today. John Rahm's 3 under on his round. DeChambeau's 2 under on his round, and JT Poston is even par. DeChambeau and Poston both at 7 under, 3 back. John Rahm's at 9 under, 4 holes to play, 1 shot back.
I know you guys probably just saw it at home, but that's unfortunate for Bryson. But what a ridiculous shot he just hit out of that bunker.
Rahm's hitting his second right now into 15.
So 22 feet up. Here we go. We need a big one here.
Just over the back of the green.
That's ridiculous. So he's just over the back.
He's just over the back, and the ball's actually stayed into the. It didn't roll into the second cut behind the green. It's just kind of in the first cut.
Oh, what a bullet!
He's got 36 feet to the hole from there. I mean, that's like chip in territory there.
For sure.
Just
very least, looks like we're gonna have a tie at the top. At least for the moment. Mm. All right, Bryson. If you're going to make something happen, it's got to be right now. You got to go birdie, birdie, birdie.
Miss.
That would be one way to win a PGA. Birdie the 3 hardest holes on the course.
Yeah. Even at that, he'd be counting on Scotty not doing anything on 14 or 15.
Yeah. Or Scheffler for birdie.
No good there for Bryson.
Nope. No birdie for Scotty.
This is two majors in a row that Bryson's kind of faltered on Sunday.
Yep.
And I know I agree with you, Tim, that that closing stretch yesterday for him probably hurt him more than anything else, but he's still had a shot today.
Especially hitting the ball in the water on 17.
Yeah.
For him, 187 yards isn't too difficult of a shot for him. Shouldn't be anyway.
Poston, if Poston can hold this, that would make things interesting.
Rahm's got the putter out.
I like that.
Probably a smart play for Rahm.
Just going uphill just a bit. Probably one of those where you just don't like the landing area. Might as well putt it.
Oh, he gave it a go, and it's rolled out considerably. John Rahm has probably upwards of 12 feet coming back for birdie, maybe more.
Oof. Well, Sick. On the bright side, he did get to see it go past the hole, so he can see what it does.
Oh,
just narrowly went by the cop too.
Dude, he hammered that putt. The look on his face was like it came out too clean. If he doesn't make this putt, that might be the end.
Not sure if you guys had a chance to, while we're waiting for the putt coming back, not sure if you guys had a chance to see the report from Golf Week's Adam Shupak, who reported that Xander Schauffele said that Scottie Scheffler's driver was also deemed non-conforming earlier in the week, and he had to switch to a backup as well.
Wow.
So Rory's not the only one, obviously, who had their driver flagged by the USGA this week.
He's just
Xander. Xander also made comments saying that he believes that the entire field should be tested for non-conforming drivers. Here comes Rom's putt.
Yeah, I mean, he did say that picking 50 just seemed unfair, and I tend to agree with him there. If you're going to test one, test them all.
Rom misses. That didn't have a chance.
Dang.
And that's
see how bad it was. I'm just tough, seeing it.
That's a tough one to miss there.
Yeah, that was a terrible putt.
Oh, my God. He missed that by 8 inches. Oof, Bryson in the side door.
Who did you guys have picked to win this tournament at the beginning of the week?
I think I had Rory.
Yeah.
I picked Bryson, I think, just because I knew Mike was going to pick Scotty.
I just can't believe how bad Rory played. I mean, I know he had a backup driver, but geez, he's 13 shots off the lead.
Thoughts on Rory electing to not speak to the media 4 days in a row?
Soft. Oh, dude, you're a Grand Slam champion now, man. You gotta be able to have a conversation with the media at some point.
Well, he's been pretty consistent though about that. Like he's said that he doesn't think they should have to talk, and until they're required to talk, I don't see an issue with it. It's not like it appears like he's cool to talk when he's played well, and he doesn't talk when he hasn't played well, but that's kind of the point, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're in more of a talkative mood after. It's not like, you know, in other sports, and I see that a lot, with the argument being that in other sports they talk after they play bad or they lose or whatever. They're required to talk in those or they get fined. Everybody's seen the Marshawn Lynch at Super Bowl Media Week saying, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." Until these guys are required to talk, I don't think we should be able to complain about it.
But the precedent's been set for the top guys speaking to the media, like 4 days in a row consecutively, sure, not speaking to the media as being Rory McIlroy. Like that's wild. Like if Tiger did that, I mean, if Tiger even skips one media session, it's a huge ordeal. Yeah.
No. And I agree that the precedent has been set. I think it kind of ties into Rory talking earlier in this week about how he had kind of removed himself from a lot of those aspects of the game, and he's just playing now. The solution to me is pretty simple, is that, and the tour has the power to do it, just make it to where they have to talk. If you don't talk, you get fined. Then everybody's going to talk. If you also get a request.
Also, give them a grace period too. Give them 25 minutes after the round to talk. Doesn't always have to be right when they walk off the course. I mean, give them a chance to breathe and dissect the round, and go from there.
I agree with that.
Because I don't know if I'd want to talk to the media if I just missed a putt to win a tournament.
Okay, so just to reset things here, Scheffler has 5 holes to play. He's going to be playing the drivable par 4 14th next. And Rahm is on the 16th hole, long par 4.
Did Scott get that on the green? Wow. That was a JT shot.
He hit his drive, actually. Scotty hit his drive into
the he's in the bunker.
Yeah.
That's where Rahm was. He walked off the par, so.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like the easiest bunker to get up and down from.
Nor should it be.
That was a critical non-birdie by John.
What do you think? I mean, on the whole, you guys think the tournament turned out to be good? I know there was some concern about it earlier in the week.
I think it's been good. Everybody thought it was going to be like 25 under. I'm like, where do you guys – what do you – I didn't know where that – I don't know why that number came out of anywhere.
The scoring situation has turned out good. I will agree, Tim. It's turned out good. I mean, even in terms of the leaderboard and like kind of the hype around the tournament, I mean, we are going to see like a close finish. It's not like it was a runaway or anything.
Rahm is plus miles left off the tee on 16.
It just seems like almost every major we get guys come out that someone shoots a 65 or a 66 that, you know, we don't even necessarily have in our top 25 or 30 to win, but somebody always comes out of the gate on fire and everybody goes, oh my God, 50 under is going to win 25. Like give the tournament officials a chance to like adjust the course from day to day. Cause you know, they can do that. There's no way after Thursday's round, they were going to let 3 or 4 guys shoot 20 under at this course.
No, and it's like we talked about the other night too. Like, there's always somebody some no name that comes out and just kind of blitzes it in round one, but they don't ever hang around. Like, I don't have a scoreboard in front of me. Where's Johnny Vegas at?
Scheffler just hit a beauty from the bunker.
He sure did.
Oh wow!
So he got like 6 feet.
Yeah, it's still a tough putt.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good shot.
He's got a good look at birdie.
Looks like that fluffy sand. I hate that sand.
Johnny Vegas is 1 over on the day through 15. And he's 500 for the tournament. He's currently T6.
Yeah,
he's hanging around.
It's going to be his best finish ever in a major.
I mean, great for him, for sure. Keegan fought hard to get back to even for the day.
Yeah.
He went birdie, birdie, eagle on that stretch. 14, 15. He birdied 13, 14, and eagled 15. I didn't even know Wyndham Clark made the cut.
Bryson is at the 17th right now.
Yeah, he had a pretty decent iron shot to the green.
He's putting from 40 feet for birdie, so.
It's going to be too little too late if he makes it, unfortunately. But either way, we're looking at a couple live guys being in the top 5.
Mm-hmm.
was a good roll. Just barely missed. This one from Rom here is going to be... what a tough shot this is. Does he hate it? Ooh. Ooh. So Rom has gone into the bunker, greenside. Yeah.
192 seven iron.
Choke seven iron too. Put it in the bunker. He looks like he's got a lot of green to work with there.
Yep. Bunker one bounce.
Now we got to make par.
He should be able to get up and down from there.
Wow. And that first putt.
Beauty from Fitzy.
That first putt from off the green last hole for Rom is brutal.
Could be what loses him the tournament.
Yeah, especially with what Scotty just did.
So Scotty Scheffler has now taken a two-shot lead.
Yeah.
With four holes to play.
Is this Scotty's third major if he wins?
Yeah, first non-Masters win.
Yeah.
That is wild to me that he's
feels like
he's the best player in the world and it's not very close. And he's only got two majors.
I thought I read somewhere that if Rom won, he completed the Grand Slam, but that can't be right, can it? Because nobody said anything about
No, it. If Rom wins today, if he would have won today, he'd be going into the Open with the opportunity to get the Grand Slam.
So he's won the Masters in the U.S. Open?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You get Harris English with the backdoor top five. Love to see it.
Final round, 65.
He's a dog.
Oh, there's another.
Go, Georgia. I'm going to say that before Joey gets in here, and then I have to start talking about a guy.
Joaquin.
Yeah, Neiman. Oh, Scotty. Just doesn't feel like Scotty's going to let this one slip.
Fairway.
Yeah. That would have been the hole to worry about the pull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. There, you're wet, but split the fairway. He's cool, calm.
He just has that extra gear that Tiger used to have. When things got tight, he just all of a sudden his pulls become straight rockets.
Locks in. Man, John, did you just see the bunker shot from Rom?
I just have it on. It's just on right now.
That is
not good.
A tweet about it before I actually saw the shot. So let's see it.
He's got distance.
He chunked it. What's he got? 15 feet for par?
Yeah, about that.
That's...
Oh.
Not going to be good enough.
Wow.
So a bad putt from off the green leads to a par on the par five. Going to have 15 feet for par on 16. Scotty all of a sudden, after Scotty plays this par five, he could have a four-shot lead here. I mean, dead serious. That's assuming that Scotty makes birdie and not eagle.
Yeah. How quickly golf changes.
It just flipped on its like as soon as we started recording, it flipped.
Siwoo Kim with a fist bump at 16.
Mm.
He must chip in or something.
Birdie.
Oh, yeah. He hold it. Siwoo, get that man a cigarette.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bryson. Was that Bryson? Yeah, Bryson just inside the hazard line.
Oh, he's on 18. Freak. Oh, it stayed in the first cut though, so that's fine.
Very close to the water.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, Ron, this is massively important.
John Rahm for par. The 16th hole. This is as important as it can be for him today.
Mm. Come on.
Oh, just missed.
Well, that is likely your PGA Championship right there, boys and girls.
Yep.
Looking like the Scotty Show. It's unfortunate.
Oh, man. Raw. Touch more speed and that falls on the left side.
But he needed some of that speed he had left over on the last hole.
Dude, he should have borrowed some of that hammer job he did on 15.
On 15, yeah.
Did you guys see Rahm's comments yesterday about he was talking about his performance in the majors and how it has nothing to do with Liv?
Yeah, he's hungrier than ever.
Hungrier than ever. I mean, he did look hungry today.
There was a stretch there where he was just playing lights out. I mean,
yeah,
it sounded ludicrous for Trevor Immelman to say that it was his to lose, but it really felt like that at the time. And everything just flipped on its head when Scotty got it back together and stopped hitting pulls off the tee. Dang, bogey is not what we needed to walk away with there, Rahm. Yeah, that stretch right there from 8 to 11 where he went 3 under in those four holes, it was just felt like he was heating up at the right time. Dang. Dang. Wow. Dang.
There's a video going viral here of Wyndham Clark just completely having a meltdown on the tee box. He chucks his driver aggressively. Ooh.
Which one went farther, Wyndham Clark or Homa?
Or Homa.
Well, this driver actually went backwards. He went backwards on the tee box.
Pretty wild. That.
Just posted it.
Wyndham,
I'm gonna look that up real quick.
I don't know about Wyndham.
There's a dude back there where he threw that club, John.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if the guy's alive or what.
That's a great club throw, though.
Dang.
Props to him.
Scotty Scheffler, this courtesy of Justin Ray. Scotty Scheffler is now 6-for-10 in bounce backs this week, making birdie / eagle immediately after a bogey or worse. Best rate in the field by far. The field average is 17.6%.
That's wild. He's 60%.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild. Justin Ray, I know I said it the other night, but I feel like I need to say it again. That dude is just stat Jesus. Like, he is incredible. He has zero affiliation with us. I'm not, like, just pumping him up for that. He's incredible. Like, every year he does a thread at some point of all the crazy Tiger stats, and I love reading those. And with every bit of my being, I love reading those.
Scotty.
Here's Scotty. How's it look? Oh, he's got a very similar shot to what Rom had. Huh?
Yep. We'll see if he puts it.
Well, his kind of got down up against the collar, so we'll see. He also has a 3-shot lead, so he can afford to screw up a little bit.
Yeah, he can blast it by the hole if he wants.
While we're in commercial here, just want to take a huge thank you to our sponsor, Blue Chew. We could all use a stiff flex shaft in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Great sex is just a few clicks away. Sign up today at bluechew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at bluechew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners today. Visit bluechew.com and use promo code NUCLEAR, NUCLR. You can try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code NUCLEAR. Just pay $5 shipping. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you.
We are just waiting to get through commercial. Or are we through commercial? Still in commercial?
Yeah.
Scotty's now got a 3-shot lead over John Rahm. He's got 4 holes to play. And it's looking like the 2-time Masters champion is about to pick up his first major, not at Augusta. This is going to be his 3rd major championship win.
His 2nd start in a row that ended with a win.
So if he wins the U.S. Open, he could be going for the Grand Slam at the Open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Nice math. Good. Tim.
I don't know what would be talked about more, if it would be the career Grand Slam that we were talking about or the fact that he'd trying to win 3 majors in a row.
Where it's at Oakmont, right? The U.S. Open?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, this is quite a scene here. So Wyndham Clark smashes his driver into the back of the tee box. The driver head has come off, and the club went through the T-Mobile advertising materials behind the tee box, and Wyndham Clark is a T-Mobile.
He's a T-Mobile guy. Yeah.
So that's not great for him.
John Rahm has just hit it in the water on 17.
Oh, no.
So John Rahm may not even finish in 2nd place now.
Wow.
He is a water boy on 17.
Oh,
just kind of fell apart here. Do we have, John, do we have pictures of the damage?
We do.
Is it posted?
Just give me a sec here.
Wow,
it's not. It hasn't been posted on our account yet.
That was a wicked hop.
Ooh, I do see the. I do see the club head. They set it up real nice on a bench for the picture. It's like a posed photo.
Scotty's putting it too. Wyndham. What a putt. What a putt.
That's what Rom should have done.
Well, these last couple of holes are going to be anticlimactic.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to do some live stuff.
No. No. No, because they got guys littered all over the top 12. But I didn't see that meltdown from Rom coming.
No. No, not the way you've been playing.
That bad kick on 14. And then he missed the birdie.
Shot there for Bryson. I think he would have thought it'd be better. All right, Rom. Let's see if we can take double out of the equation here. No, we can't. Lackluster, but I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
God, he's gonna go all the way back to even on the day. But I mean, you know, yeah, he had after he birdied the 10th hole, he was at 12 putts after 10 holes. So he wasn't, and he only had two birdies. So he wasn't striking the ball well either. It catches up to you after time.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point that he was just playing steady, but he at that point was, there's only like one other guy in the field who was bogey free, Bo Hostler, but
yeah,
happens, I guess. Scotty cleaning up that birdie, and it's back to a four shot lead,
about to be five.
It's a four shot lead for Scotty Scheffler now, as Hutch just said.
Well, as soon as Rom finishes.
It'll
be a five-shot lead.
Over Bryson. But see, Bryson's not even in for par. So is Poston about to get is Poston about to backdoor second place here?
Backdoor second place, biggest payday ever.
Harris English all of a sudden is moving up the scoreboard, up the leaderboard here from the clubhouse. Six shots back. Scotty should have some fun with this and play the last three holes with his sand wedge only.
Yeah. Or he should play with Wyndham's driver.
DeChambeau lipped out on 18 for par.
So Bryson's back out. Poston is about to be in second place.
Man. What, Scotty started the day at 11 under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has to birdie one of the last three holes to shoot all four rounds in the 60s?
Yeah, it's a par 71, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll do that. I think he's probably going to play this pretty conservatively.
I'm with you. He should have to play with his wedges.
Bryson Belt took Finau's face off with the putter.
Oh, he did. He even said sorry.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he said sorry. He dang near hit him in the head with it.
That's interesting. All right, what's Scotty going to do here? Well, I said he was going to play it conservatively, and he's got driver out, so just never mind me. Looking right towards that fairway bunker. Is it going in? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going that way. Yep.
The shot everybody's waiting for is Rahm's bogey putt. Well, that ended. How long? We've been on for 40 minutes, Tim. I just want to say how proud I am of your internet.
Yeah, you like that?
Holding up strong today.
Oh, God. 5 feet for double.
Shoo. Man, I really had an idea, Tim, that we were going to come on here and Rahm was going to win and I was going to get to bask in my live glory.
Yeah, I was worried about that for a minute.
And then it just got like, sideways on us in a hurry.
I was like, Scotty, 11, 10, 9, Rahm 30.
You've got the tour on your back, bro.
I'm like, geez.
We also just want to take a moment to thank everyone who's tuned in to this special edition watch along stream. Over 10,000 of you guys. We really appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you.
For sure. You guys are the best.
Poston's got a 6-footer left to stay within 5. This would be a heck of a tournament if Scotty would just take himself out of it.
It's a fight for second place at this point, and nobody seems to want it.
No.
Rahm's lining up his double here.
Which he gets.
He got it.
So John Rahm has ejected at the PGA.
Wow, that's the first.
He is 6 back.
Whew.
And he is hot. He is talking to himself.
Yeah.
He should be.
You got to think. So he played 16 and 17 and 3 over, right?
Yep.
That's right.
15, he should have made birdie easily. He was, I remember you saying is 36 feet away from the hole after 2 shots.
Yep.
Should have made birdie. So that's, let's take another stroke there. That'd be 4 over. 14 is the drivable par 4. Probably should have walked away for the birdie there. So he's essentially given away 5 shots in the last 4 holes. And he's how many back? 6 back?
Yeah.
It's a whole other tournament if he does what he's supposed to do.
Like 14 is kind of a cool course because 14 and 15 are so gettable and 16, 17, and 18 aren't. And like,
yeah.
Bryson took himself out yesterday with bogey double on the same holes Rahm went bogey double today.
Yeah. It's volatile. It's what you're looking for. All right. So Poston. Solo second, baby.
Whew. Clutch.
Car on 18. For him. Is this ball that I'm seeing from Scotty, is that kind of sitting down in the bunker? I mean, not that it matters, but.
Yeah, he's going to take a 3-wood out and go for the green. Make it interesting for us.
Is that Davis Riley? Davis Riley made an 8 today? Wow.
And Courtney has joined us now. Hey, Courtney.
Oh, my God. You missed all the excitement. It was a tournament when we started. Now it's not.
Can't hear you, Courtney.
We can't hear you, Courtney. Yeah, we're live, so.
Toss him till he's figured his shit out.
Yeah. This is, Courtney's taking Tim's spot with the technical difficulties today.
Davis Riley an 8 on a par 5. That's going to take you out.
Scotty trying to figure out what to do here, like it matters.
Scotty from the bunker, 16.
Closing this sucker out. Nope, still can't hear you.
Is Scotty laying up or is he going for it? It's only got 190. Nothing. Muted. Scotty. What's he checking to make sure it says? What's going on with Scotty? He just said his ball moved.
He's come up short of the green.
We're a little bit behind that. He was picking something up out of the bunker.
That's got to be nerve-wracking when you're just trying to hit a shot.
Hey, Courtney.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, there we go.
What's going on? Are you watching?
Oh, yeah. It's live. Thank God for our tracker community. I wasn't able to watch live on a TV, but I've been following most of the day. But yeah, we're hooked up now, and obviously it's a bit of a change in the lead. Than I thought we were going to get real close there. I thought Rom was going to pull it off,
dude. Yeah, Courtney, there was a point in this where it felt like it was his tournament to win because he was. He was hot.
Yeah, and Hutch
already water 2 holes in a row.
Hutch already had his "Live is the greatest tour ever" speech ready to go.
I did. I was ready.
Oh. Rom into the ready. Water. Oh, he's not even going to finish in the top 5.
No, he's not. He's not. He went from winning at the hit the turn to. A top 10, but oh man, it's kind of run away with it. See, this is what we were worried about happening, was that Scotty was going to run away with it, and he ended up doing it. But it doesn't feel, and you may have a different feeling for this, guys, but it didn't feel like he ran away with it so much as the other guys ran away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally wrong on Saturday's round. I said I didn't see a 6-under or 7-under out there, and then Scotty just said, hold my beer.
Yeah, well, he's the blueprint right now.
It's I was pretty amazed. I thought the course was playing way more difficult than that, and then we just went out there and made it look so easy.
Those birdies on 17 and 18 were crazy, and he missed like a 10-footer on 16 for birdie. He would have birdied the green mile. These Tiger commercials are great.
Yeah. Never gets old with that fist pump and his arm around Charlie.
Yeah.
Did you read that, what was it, Norin had been out 31 weeks and he was coaching his daughter's softball team? Did I read that right?
That's
Yep.
I don't know if I read that or not, but that's that. Corny, you probably love that as a
baseball
slash softball coach.
I don't coach softball, but yeah. There's no way I can coach girls.
You would, though. If you had a girl. Do you have a girl?
I do. She's 8.
Yeah, you're going to end up coaching softball, brother.
It's a wild culture.
It is. I remember I had sisters growing up. It is a wild culture. I shouldn't say growing up. I still have sisters. We're just old now.
No, you haven't grown up yet. That's what you meant.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still a child. They're old. All right, Scotty. Just coast on into the clubhouse and pick up that big-ass trophy and take it home with you. Pretty solid.
Now we get to talk the Grand Slam for Scotty.
He's got to win the U.S. Open.
Boy, yeah, he's only won the Masters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll get there with that. But we were talking about that right before you came on, Courtney, because Tim said if he wins the U.S. Open, then we're going to be talking about a career Grand Slam at the Open Championship for him. I don't know if we'd be talking about the career Grand Slam or the fact that he was winning 3 majors in a row more.
Oh, boy.
Rom. Just full-on eject, brother. Good God. He is heated. Odds he talks to the press? 0, I would say.
I would say negative.
See, Poston here, he's trying to give up second place. Wasn't a great shot.
Oh, boy.
17.
That's into the towers.
Yeah, I'm a little ahead of you. That's what I said, oh, wow, 2 minutes ago.
Man, these guys coming down the stretch are
just falling off, and Scotty's just staying steady.
Scotty should just play these last few with the wedge.
That's what I'm saying. We might have an interesting last couple holes if he did it. And that'd be like the ultimate, like, screw you to everybody else. Just you guys can't keep up. Watch me make this interesting.
A new rule. That should be a new rule on LIV if you have a 5-stroke lead or more.
It's hard to have a 5-shot lead when you only play 54 holes. Let me take that joke.
That is a good point.
Let me take that joke for you. Now, who's going to say at first that Rom fell apart because he's not used to playing 72 holes? Who's going to say it first? Just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Well, he did play 64 good holes this week.
Yeah, he ran out of gas after 64.
Yep. That stamina thing.
Either that or the winning purse was not near as much as what he took to go to live. So
so it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't care about
that. Gordy, I had such big – because when we started this, like, they were either tied for the lead or Rom was right behind him. I had such high hopes of coming on here and Rom winning this tournament and me just getting to trash you and Tim the whole time.
I think Scheffler was at 9. Rom was at 8 and Bryson was at 7 under, and I was in full panic mode thinking the exact same thing. I was like, oh my God, if Bryson or Rom pull this off, I'm never gonna hear Hutch.
I was ready for it. I was living for that.
Superman Scheffler saves us from the LIV, guys.
The first 30 minutes of this podcast, I didn't say a word about Liv. I was just biting my lip. I'm just like, come on, Scotty, pull this off, baby.
That should be the
– he really was.
Lines like that. Superman Scheffler shuts down Liv, boys.
Yeah, that would be a great headline. Superman Scheffler sends Liv packing.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to get a LIV major here soon.
Yeah, on the LIV tour.
What are you guys going to call it? The Trump Invitational?
Hey, putt, putt, putt World Series. What's Bryson saying?
He's saying, I wish Liv had 72 hole tournaments so we could compete better in the majors.
I don't know what he's saying. It doesn't matter what he's saying. They're showing Amanda McValionis on the TV. All right, what's posting got? Is this going in for far? Hey, boys. Look, don't look now, but who's tied for second place?
English?
You can't.
Where's English? He's a dog.
You can't credit people being tied for second when people are bogeying in front of them.
Here's a wild stat.
Harris English, though. Harris English shot 65. He earned this second place.
Yeah,
Scotty, since January 1st, 2022, three missed cuts, three major championships.
That's not bad.
That sounds like a Tiger stat.
Good Lord.
And I mean, all the other besides finishes, the 2022 obviously. Part.
And Scotty had his basically his D game at Augusta, and he still finished top five.
One missed cut per year. How many tournaments did Tiger go without missing a cut?
141, I think.
142.
Damn you, Tim.
That's one of the greatest streaks in all the sports.
Yeah, that's right up there with like Cal Ripken playing over 1,700 games in a row or whatever it was.
Yeah.
More than that, I think, but
2,100 and something.
Well, we can now call this a runaway victory.
It sure is. Somewhere Joey is very happy.
142.
We're going to have MJ on shortly.
Michael Jordan's coming?
Yep.
I didn't even put on my best.
Isn't Tim a LeBron guy?
Courtney, I wasn't even close. We weren't even close. Cal Ripken's streak was 2,632 straight games.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to get the stat right because it's impossible to think somebody would do that.
Play in 2,600 straight baseball games?
Yeah.
Just baseball. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Dude.
Nobody said the sport was that hard. It was just playing that many games in a row. Nowadays.
I'm saying, like, how much does a baseball game take out of you physically?
I guess it depends.
What if you're a DH?
Yeah. Nothing? I mean, Big Poppy DH'd everything, and that dude could barely run.
I guess that's why he's a DH.
Yeah.
Looks like it's another bogey for Rob.
He's got one.
Courtney, I think it's just the age we live in is the load management age.
For sure.
Where you just get days off just for rest. And back then, nobody did that. Somebody could definitely play in 2,600 baseball games in a row if they weren't being load managed, I feel like.
Yeah, I think there's somebody that could – there's some athletes that could come close. But, I mean, you look at guys like Mike Trout who are physical freaks and they just can't stay healthy. Like, it's just
– Yeah, something – but, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, in some ways, he's definitely a physical freak. In other ways, he's a physical freak because he manages to get hurt the weirdest ways.
But that's it's a double. Cool. It's a double for John Rahm at 18. And he
– So – five over. So essentially the last five holes he played seven over, giving away strokes on 14 and 15.
He shoots 73. So, yeah, he was five over in the last three.
Wild.
And he is now eight back.
That's insane.
Full,
that
I mean, that's just a full-on eject.
Yeah.
8 holes left, he was tied for the lead, and he finishes 8 back. That is
not But you know what? He was right there, though. So, I mean, would it shock anybody if he won at Oakmont?
What should have happened is somebody should have started playing some loud music on 12. He might have coasted in. You see what I'm saying?
He did not shot in a beer.
Courtney, you're more of a, like, going back to the baseball thing very briefly, you're more of a baseball guy than me. Is it weird for a baseball player to tear their ACL? I feel like it doesn't happen very often, except for Acuna.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's rare, but it just depends. I mean, I think your chances increase based on the position you play. Like an outfielder could easily, you know, go into a wall trying to catch a ball. I mean, there's guys that have done it running down the line.
Yeah.
No contact, like football players have done no contact ACL injuries. But it's definitely a lesser chance of it happening compared to other professional sports.
I just remember the first time he did it, I was like, I think that's the first baseball player I've ever heard of that tore his ACL playing baseball.
I had a high school teammate that did it as he was trying to stretch out to beat a ground ball out at first, and he just hit the bag weird and it just popped
his knee. Could see that for sure. Like some groin injuries and stuff like that just from stretching out on that. But yeah, it feels like a weird non-baseball type of injury. I just glanced at the scoreboard and thought for a half a second that DeChambeau was 10 under.
It sucks seeing a dude in second who's already given his presser.
Harris English is back in Georgia right now. That's a little known fact.
According to our friends at Scratch, Wikipedia has already been updated to reflect Scotty's win.
Watch Scotty go like 8-9.
Maybe that's why we're waiting on MJ. He had to update the Wikipedia. Oh, Scotty.
That sucks. I mean, it dominating for Scotty, really.
Yeah. What are these shoes he's wearing?
Yeah, I know.
I think they would look good if they didn't have that weird triangle thing on the side of them.
Those are the new Skechers.
No, they're... I guess they're whatever was replacing the Tiger shoe in Nike's line.
Because that's what Scotty used to wear. It's literally the same shoe. It's the same shoe, just with the Nike branding.
And the little triangle thing on the side of it, that was the weird thing. But it did look like the same shoe that Tiger had been wearing when he was there.
I am starving.
John Rahm was too, and he ejected. He had a chance to eat himself, and he ejected. Oh, what are we looking at in the fairway here? JT. 200. This is one of my anti-Liv friends just texted me and said, Rom's about to miss the cut.
If he had a couple more holes to play, he might.
That's so funny.
I don't think you guys think about it, but do you think we haven't had a Liv major winner since Liv started, right?
Yeah.
And we had Bryson won Rahm the U.S. Open, didn't he?
And Rahm won the Masters, didn't he?
Yeah.
And did
that after Liv started? Has it been that long?
Did it's Brooks not win?
When Brooks won one too, I think. But yeah, Liv's in like his fourth or fifth year.
It feels like third. That's why I said that.
All right.
We got some stats. We got some stats to talk about, guys. So this is courtesy of Kyle Porter on X. Scottie Scheffler's last four seasons, 82 starts, 45 top fives, 18 wins, three majors, two players, one gold medal, four missed cuts, $75 million in official PGA Tour money, and 141 weeks at world number one.
Dang, you said he won $75 million?
Yep.
He could have done that times 10 if he went to live.
When you get money, you get less majors.
All right, we're going to bring MJ in here.
Let's go, MJ.
Man, these guys fighting for – none of these guys fighting for second won any of it.
MJ, yep. Can you hear us?
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, what's going on, MJ?
I apologize for being late to the party.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's a Scotty party.
It is a Scotty party.
One hole left to go. I'm excited.
MJ, was this
tweet ready?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, was this your phone loaded up, ready to go?
Was this your expectation for the day? Did you think it was going to be this margin of victory, or was this a little bit surprising that Rahm collapsed?
I honestly thought Rahm was going to make a push. I thought Poston was going to make a push. I thought Norm was going to make a push. And, like, Scotty would have to battle. I mean, he's battled, but I didn't think a six-shot lead heading to 18 was going to happen today.
Yeah, six-shot lead's pretty wild. That's a dominating win. It's his first – it'll be his first non-Masters major win. So that's pretty exciting for Scheffler fans. And, yeah.
No, sorry to interrupt.
No, you go. You good? You're good. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the win and how long have you been following Scottie Scheffler and tracking?
I think it's coming up on 2 years now. Never thought it would get to like this level. I thought like, especially last year, like. That was insane. I never even thought that was possible from Scotty. I mean, this is just really nice because, I mean, not that it was like a big thing that people were talking about, but everybody's like, oh, you know, he's only won the Masters, can't do it in other majors. So I feel like this is the monkey off the back.
Yeah, for sure. No, this is a good win for Scotty. Just what's your overall thoughts on the tournament? Like, do you think everything worked out okay with the course and conditions and all that?
So I know there's like a lot of hate online about, you know, like the leaderboard or how the course was playing. Personally, I enjoyed it. I like seeing a lot of these guys that are quote unquote grinders on tour. You know, you see them top of the leaderboard week in week. You know, in these smaller tournaments. And, you know, I said it to a few people. It's like, even if you're the 50th, 60th best player in the world, I mean, it's still pretty good, you know, for golf. And there are no slacks by any means. So I honestly thought it was a really good tournament. Yesterday was electric. I mean, I was sitting on my couch, live tweeting, streaming, watching those putts go in. I honestly think it shaped up to be a really good tournament. Now, you know, you're going to have people say online like, oh, six shot lead, it's boring, but I just feel like, you know, that's a weak take. I think overall it was really good.
It is weak, and it didn't get quote unquote boring until like the last two or three holes, because him and Rahm were right there at each other's throats until Rahm made a mess of 15. Honestly, other than that, like it was great up to that point. And that boring is a lazy take too. Like you say, it's this has been a good tournament.
Yeah. And I also think like, especially earlier in the week, you know, when people were saying like, oh, this leaderboard, no star power, but like all these stars, you know, they started somewhere. They had to win their first major at some point, you know. It's not like Boston or Harris English, Davis Riley, or Slacks by any means. You know, they have wins on tour.
Yeah, I think that just goes to the credit of how dominant Scheffler has been. Is we feel like he's at the top of every leaderboard, and no matter who's behind him, we kind of discredit their ability to catch him, because we just think Scotty's so much better than them when they're still great players. You feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like watching. I never, you know, everybody's very quick to react. You know, when he shoots one under or two under, you know, round one or round two. And I almost see him like a cobra. Like, he slowly just creeps in. And, you know, he's just, honestly, from my perspective, it's crazy to see how much better he is. I mean, it honestly doesn't make sense. And I was talking about it, like, yes, he gets some lucky breaks, but ultimately you have to be good to get these lucky breaks, in my opinion.
You also have to do something with those lucky breaks too, so it's not, you know, credit to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's definitely not out there making bogeys.
I mean, that bounce back stat is just, that's honestly probably the most mind-blowing stat out of all of his stats that I see daily. Like 50% bounce back rate, I think it is, or 48%.
He was 60%.
Oh, that's 60% now?
Yeah, John pointed out he was 6-for-10 bouncing back from bogey or more.
Wow. I know yesterday was at like 48 or 50.
And the field was, I think you said the field average was somewhere around 17 or 18%.
Yeah, 18, I think it was.
So to be at 60% is just wild. All right, is JT here? Is this for par?
Yeah.
Looked away for a second.
Oh.
It's costing himself some money.
Are they going to split that second, third, fourth, and fifth money?
I can't imagine having a putt worth.
Oh, he bogeyed.
200,000, 300,000, a million.
Dang, Harris English, dog. MJ, we know Joey's a Tennessee guy. Who you like?
I'm a Buckeyes fan, but
Ohio State.
Yeah, no, I've mentioned it in the chat a few times. It's kind of funny how I picked right now, like one of the most successful golfers, but I'm in all Ohio Cleveland sports and it's miserable. So at least I got Scotty.
Ooh.
What?
You like the Browns?
Yeah, sadly, yes.
How you feel about our boy Shadur? Cause I think he's going to be sick.
Honestly, I mean, as my dad puts it, it's like I've seen since I've been born, I think it's 34 quarterbacks started. Yeah. So, you know, it's just another one. And hopefully it's different. But, you know, we'll see.
Listen, I think he's going to be awesome.
I mean, I hope so. The buzz is definitely there.
Statistically, he probably won't be awesome, but he has – at least a striking chance based on his blood that he can play at the NFL level.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably to me definitely better than Dylan Gabriel. Probably the best quarterback outside of Joe Flacco on that roster.
Yeah, I'm a big Joe Flacco fan, so.
And we'll see what Flacco's got left. But, oh, yeah, after the playoff run, he guys took you on that. Yeah. You have to be.
Especially I went to a few games during that season, and it was just – we don't get a lot of hope in Cleveland, and that was pretty magical.
Yeah, for sure. He's Now,
you talk like LeBron didn't bring you a championship.
I mean, yes.
Kyrie did.
Look, I'm a Cavs fan too. We had a good season, disappointing end. I'll always celebrate that LeBron championship, but it's a football town. Yeah.
It's a football town. That's a weird thing to say too, with the NFL team being who it is.
Indians won a World Series too.
No, they
Guardians, yeah. Bro. Don't be racist.
What a shot from Scotty at 18. I don't know if you guys just saw.
Like it's popping up right now, homie.
Hutch, there's
no, I like them. Joe Flacco there, MJ, but Matt Ryan was always the best quarterback out of that draft class.
Well, Matt Ryan doesn't get a lot of at least from like the younger
national media.
The younger generation, nobody really appreciates, you know, that group of quarterbacks.
He saved my football team.
And there's only been two LIV winners to win the major. Rom won the Masters as a PGA Tour guy before he joined.
That's what I
it's only Brooks and Bryson are the only two, the PGA and the U.S. Open.
It's a T2 finish.
Dunked that, by the way, John.
Yeah, yeah. It's a T2 finish at the PGA for Harris English. Best finish in 33 major starts.
Oh, my God.
Favorite to win the U.S. Open, right behind Scotty.
Harris English. T2, that's – you said that's his best finish in how many majors, John? 33.
We've just put out our winning tweet. Scotty Scheffler has won the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow, just 1 year removed from his shocking arrest at the tournament. He becomes a three-time major winner and claims his first outside of the Masters.
Did the winning tweet say former inmate whatever won?
Nah.
No. I'm going to comment on it.
Is that because you did it or because Brent didn't do it?
Because I did it, yeah.
Oh, man.
What is it? 00654436?
I have no idea, but I guarantee you Brent has it memorized.
I think he has it memorized, probably.
What's Scotty's kid's name?
Bennett?
Yeah, Bennett. Bennett's his
solid name. Solid name. Like to think he named him after me, but Ooh, we got to let Noren finish out before Scotty can.
This looks like a difficult shot. Well,
it should be Channing.
What's the date on the U.S. Open?
It's early June. I think it's 10 to 13.
Whatever Father's Day weekend is.
Dang, that's in like a few weeks.
That's the way it is now. One a month.
I like that.
Yes, yeah, it's the 12th
through the 15th. Yeah.
Okay. And I hope that what John was saying on the last episode is true, that they're going to have the greens up around 15 and
that'd
rough
be awesome.
5 inches thick or whatever they said. Like, I want the winning score to be at or above par.
Although could Oakmont have 15 on the stint meter? Will they be able to stop anything on those greens?
I hope not. That's the point.
You know how much Scotty would have.
Like the caddy's going to have to be standing on the green with a water bottle just spraying a spot where the golf ball's going to land.
If somebody doesn't slap at one like Phil did that year, then it's been a failed U.S. Open.
That's the greatest golf highlight known to man, is him running after that putt and just stopping it. And
slapping it. The funny thing, if somebody doesn't do that, we failed as a U.S. Open.
The funny part is, too, is he probably actually saved himself shots by doing that, because that ball is going to go at least 60 yards down the fairway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's such a pansy for doing it.
Yeah.
He was just sending a message. They let the greens get up. Gosh, Alex Lorne didn't play great today.
76?
76. All right, here it is.
76. Ouch.
MJ, you want to bring it home for us?
I was just thinking the same thing.
You want to call this putt for us?
And I don't know if I could do better than Jim Nantz. I'm curious what he says here.
We need to get Scotty's dad some TaylorMade gear.
Hopefully I'm not too delayed from you guys.
We'll just act like we're hearing it for the first time whenever you say it.
Yep.
His dad's actually a really nice guy. I got to talk to him for a while at Bay Hill.
That's awesome.
7 feet. Major number three. It's on the way. Oh, just missed. Taps it in. From the orange jumpsuit to the blue polo. And the red.
Ah, you did it. You got it.
You nailed it.
That was better than Nantz.
Oh, we got a hat spike. We got a Tiger hat spike.
Yeah, you don't often see the emotion in that way for him.
Oh, another just F-ball.
Reflecting on the time he spent in jail. Man,
Scotty's been getting loose with the F-bombs these last couple of days.
Prison hardened him.
I know.
I thought it softened him.
That's why I said that, because 2 days ago I said it softened him, and now he's just
– Yesterday, I think after he made the birdie putt on 17 or 18, he fist pumped and said, F yeah, let's go.
Yeah, he did. I was shocked.
So sorry.
Can't believe
it. They said, you remember a few months ago, it came out that he's a big fan of the Barstool Sports Advisors. He's probably picking up some language there.
Yeah.
It's a great show. That kid has no idea how lucky his life is.
He'll have to watch his dad's career on YouTube.
Yeah. Fast forward 20 years, it's Scotty talking like Tiger does about his kids thinking he's a YouTube golfer.
How old is Scotty?
Yeah, I think he's 28, I believe.
28? So by the when his kid's 8 or 9, he'll be 36, 37.
Oh, you said by the time his kid's 8 or 9. I thought you were saying his kid's 8 or 9. I'm like, no, dude. Look at that kid.
Eight or nine weeks, maybe.
Eight or nine months.
No, that kid's pushing a year old.
Yeah.
I mean, Scotty's 28 going on like 60 with that hairline.
Hey, man. Sometimes you just got to come on home. Hey, I heard earlier in the week Colt Knows say that he had talked to Scotty's dad, and Scotty's dad was like, he doesn't know the course very well. You think he's got a shot this week? Colt was like, he's Scotty freaking Scheffler. Of course he's got a shot this week. You kidding me? What happens now? What are we just – is this family photo time?
Yeah.
Well, first major since having the baby, is that right or not?
Yeah, it's right because
– Yeah, so he's going to take a little extra time with the fam. I mean, it's the first major under the addition.
Yeah, because the PGA Championship, I believe she just had the baby. And at the Masters, he's going to pull out if she went into labor.
She had the baby. Yeah.
Interesting choice of words there.
Well, he didn't say he did. He said he was going to. And you see what happened.
Can't pull out after you didn't.
Man, F-bombs from Scotty, hat spikes, Wyndham Club, Wyndham Clark breaking clubs. Homa winning his own
sponsor sign.
45 yards. What a wild day.
Homa threw his wedge 45 yards.
Yeah, down the hill after a.
Yeah. That happened.
I threw my wedge one time down into the ground and it like sprung off the ground. It flexed just right on the ground. And it so when it sprung off, it hit my playing partner in the back of the head.
Oh, I bet that was incredible to watch. Okay. Once you made sure he wasn't dead, I'm sure it was hilarious.
I felt so bad because it really wasn't that aggressive of a – it was just a disgust. I can't believe I'm this bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But it the way it hit the ground, trampolined it. Never saw it coming.
No, you're right, Hutch, though, but Clark almost drilled that guy in the background.
I mean, dude, yeah.
He was probably a lot closer than he thought he was going to be. That guy was just standing there.
He slung that thing, man.
But I was like, did you see that shot by Tommy Fleetwood earlier that bounced off the rocks?
No, I'm looking at this kid not wanting to stay with mom, though. It hit the rock. Well,
it hit the rocks. It hit the rocks twice, and it came within a foot of hitting the marshal on the fly. She had no idea where the ball was. She's just standing there looking around like this, and the ball bounces off the rocks twice and then lands like 15 feet from the cup.
Captain Keegan, Bryson stuck around. What'd Keegan finish at? He had a pretty good tournament, didn't he?
Yeah, he fought back.
He played some good golf on the back nine today to get back to even par for the day. I don't know what he finished at. They quit showing
it. T8.
Yeah, 5 under.
He was T8, all the way down. 4 under.
Oh, 4 under. He must have bogeyed 18.
He did.
He what was is it, daycare, Scotty?
Well, he tried to give the kid back to his wife, and kid wouldn't go. Oh, there it is.
Every parent knows you just walk away.
He's only been doing this for 8 or 9 weeks or months. Still learning those lessons. Plus, he never knows when he's going to have to go back to prison.
Changes the orange jumpsuit for the blue polo. That was awesome.
You got to soak up all these moments.
Imagine what it would be like to have a dad that you know, you can brag about, but also people will always remember for him being arrested.
Yeah, he's got that street cred now. And he can say that the day he got arrested, he came back and shot 66. That's ridiculous. I got arrested and shot 66 at the PGA in the same day.
CBS just giving us the motivational background and Jim Nance's soothing voice as we ride it out here.
Taylor Pendrith and Harris English backdooring some top twos and top fives.
I wish Jim Nance could narrate me a nap.
Oh, Scotty.
That goes to show you how good Tiger is, though. I mean, Scotty's unbelievable, and he's got 3.
Man, this guy should have been carving for the last hour. Man. All right, cool. Scotty. Big dub.
Man, that had so...
Just saw a funny post by the account Skulled Wedge that said, Officer Gillis should present the Wanamaker.
Scotty might run him over.
Scotty should receive the Wanamaker with cuffs on.
That's so funny.
Man, that had so much promise the last 7 or 8 holes.
It really did.
I'm going to blame Liv.
Of course. I can't wait
for the next podcast.
Oh, I see we got a former inmate tweet up there, John.
I got it up. I did that, actually.
So who are the favorites for the U.S. Open now?
I mean, I'm sure it's got to be Scotty, Rory, Rom, Bryson.
Rom is not going to be in the top five.
Of favorites?
Yeah, no.
Yes, he will.
No, it's his first good tournament in a while. He hasn't played good golf until now.
He's John Rom.
Yeah, but he's been off for a while. There's no way.
He finishes top 10 in every single live event. I mean, I'm dead serious. I don't think he's missed a top 10.
I'm not, but that has no factor on the odds of a major.
All right, well, here you go. Here's your current odds that were posted 15 minutes ago. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Åberg, Bryson DeChambeau.
Why is Åberg? Why would
in that
Rahm
order? See, Åberg,
that's,
sorry.
That's terrible.
No, well, why is he in there?
And Rahm should not be ahead of Bryson. Bryson has been playing better golf than Rahm.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't make them. I don't make the odds. That's just what it is.
Yeah, I was just telling you this credit, the source you credited sucked. That's all. I'm not. It's not a you thing. You're the middleman.
It's not personal. It's not personal.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find something that'll fit your needs a little better.
Good luck.
Okay. Scotty, Rory, Bryson, Rahm, Xander, in that order.
I can deal with that.
From a different source.
Xander. I don't know why.
Xander. He's not playing good either.
No, I don't know why he's up there.
Well, talent. I don't
I mean,
know.
I would, why, but. I mean, I would put Harris English ahead of Xander after this tournament.
Ooh, you know what? That's a good – let me see what Harris English is at because he is a dog.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. We have a viral marketing campaign just launched by Nike saying the tweet is, the verdict is in. World number one Scottie Scheffler is the PGA champion. And then on the graphic, it says, best player in the world, question mark, guilty.
Great.
It's good to see Nike put a little effort into the golf every now and then.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Scotty won again.
I just like seeing this emotion out of Scotty. Think he's going to be on the Ryder Cup team this year?
Maybe a captain's pick.
She is the Ryder Cup team.
I know.
You got to win the Ryder Cup and lose on home soil.
Is Keegan going to be a player's captain?
He's playing good golf.
He is playing really good golf.
Rom did finish top 15 at the Masters, which is way better than I would have thought. He opened with a 75, but played pretty good golf after that.
Yeah, he's one of the top players in the world. We got to just get a LIV major in here soon.
Where did Neiman finish?
He finished pretty high.
High 12th, I think.
I think it might be his best finish in a major.
Yeah, I know he didn't have any top 10s ever, so.
He actually finished tied 8th. Thanks to John Rahm, Keegan, and Fitzpatrick.
Rahm reportedly got $300 million for LIV.
Money well spent, baby.
I don't know how he can look at himself in the mirror.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Disgusting.
Back. Did those guys just plan that all together where they just turned around to reveal themselves? That is ridiculous.
Trophy.
And Buddy right behind Balionis has had some cocaine glasses on. Look at him, the red tent.
Just want to take a moment to thank. Just want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Blue Chew. Visit bluechew.com to learn more. You can try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code Nuclear. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code Nuclear, NUCLR. Better sex is just a few clicks away, fellas. Visit bluechew.com today to learn more. Big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring today's episode.
Just massive thanks. 71. Blue Chew's
the goat. We could not thank them long enough.
Blue Chew's, yeah. Great.
There's a cool photo of Ted Scott and Scotty walking up the 18th fairway together, arm in arm.
Scotty Scheffler.
It's been another good afternoon, though, of watching a major with you guys.
Enjoyable.
A little less climactic than the last one, but Courtney's only been here for 20 minutes, though.
So. Oh. Longer than that.
You're right.
Sorry, coaching duties. Just trying to make kids' lives better one day at a time.
She better be quick with this interview. They got to get to 60 minutes.
Today, what were you fighting on the front line that you figured out and you overcame for such a tough performance to claim your major championship title?
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks for coming.
Sorry, I was a little worried about winning a championship myself.
You won a championship yourself?
What did you win?
Hockey. I just came from a hockey game.
That a boy.
Like men's league. So, I mean, we saw it one day.
Yeah, Scotty and MJ.
Yeah.
Just trading cups.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the significance of claiming the second leg?
What's your men's hockey league like? 21 and up?
Yeah, 21 and up.
Nice.
Yeah. Like beer league.
Yeah, it was
a lot of dry hards though.
They did a really good job keeping
it.
Randy helped me figure some more stuff out.
Heard that.
Well, guys, I think we're going to wrap it there. It's been awesome reacting live with you all during this back nine.
Randy Smith, you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's been great. I don't know when we're back, but it's been great talking to y'all. Thanks everybody for watching. We appreciate that for sure. Like John said, thanks to Blue Chew for sure as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And
next one up, Oakmont. I can only pray that they have it running at 15 and 5-inch rough and carnage and chaos. Big chaos guy.
I'm big excited for that. Let's go. I'm on that train.
MJ, thanks for joining us. And Hutch, Tim, Courtney, thanks guys for coming along. As always, this episode will be available for replay on X, on YouTube. We'll also have it up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And until the next one, we're signing off. See you guys.